Sunday morning. No, I wasn't really, I couldn't preach. I called up before I started getting in bed. I just said, Lord, don't you love Shannon? And he said, yeah, and I love you. And I found the love that I never known about. There's a love there that you don't know anything about. And he showed that he loves you.
Yeah.
You know, you say, how could he be? He took her home. And I'll leave it right there. He took her home. And so great love, you know. I mean, my daughter Buffy said, Dad, I'm a praying that God would fill you with his love. Because, I mean, pretty hard at my personality. I don't know if I need to get in the middle. I don't know about personality, though. My personality ought to be the personality of the Holy Ghost. That's the personality we ought to exert. Not our personality. Well, that's the way he is. We ought not be that way. That's the way she is. Which way should we ought to be? As the Holy Ghost puts us. Love, joy, peace, meekness, gentleness, long-suffering, faith, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what we need, you know. Need to be filled with the Spirit. You know those, I'll get to going off some things. I'm going to quit at 5 after. That's where I'll start, at 35 minutes. I've been going for 5. I'll give this right here. I'm like old Joe Brown. I'll give you a little message before I preach. He'll always give you a little outline before he preaches his message. He'll do it every time, you know. Over there in Galatians 6:1, therefore, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, lest thou also be tempted. You need to go back to chapter 5. There's 4 areas in chapter 4. Chapter 5. Be led by the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be live in the Spirit. Amen. You need to get, there were 4 of them there. I can't remember all. You get all those 4 places of the Spirit. Therefore, after you get filled with the Spirit, after you get led by the Spirit, after you live in the Spirit, amen, then therefore you can restore a brethren if he be overtaken in a fault. You know, got run down by sin. He got overtaken in a fault. Ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Now, when I go out to restore or talk to somebody in a matter of their place where they're at in a fault, I don't preach to them. I preach in the pulpit. You understand what I mean? I preach in the pulpit. You know, that's where preaching ought to be done. But if you're going out there and you're going to tell somebody or try to restore a brethren, you ought to do it in a spirit of meekness and fear. You ought to do it in a matter of restoration for that brother. If he got fault among you, amen. Sin runs you down. It'll run you down. If any man thinketh himself to be something, he's nothing. If that's the same place, bear you one another's burden. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know? Be not weary in well doing. Amen. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. Keep on working in the matter. I mean, the restoration of the brethren. To be able to go out and find somebody that's in fault. You know? Amen. I ought to preach on that song. How's that song about? Let me get this message out, man. Let me get this message. Genesis chapter 26. Let's get into the Word of God. And you stand and I'll read. No, just stay seated. I'm going to read quite a bit, and then I'm going to get this message out. I was going to do it for you and that continue. I had all that study, but I got last night, and then you said something that made me say, you're on the right direction, all right? I'm going to start reading in verse 12, and we'll read down through 22. Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. And he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which he, his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of the water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. You said that last night. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and called his name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the field. I want to preach on dig another well. Dig, you'll see it three times. Dig another well. Word digging is a word of repentance. You find over in Luke chapter 13 about when Jesus come by that fig tree that didn't have no fruits. He said, dig around it and dung it. I give it one more year to live. I remember old James Lockhart came into old Galahar one time, come riding in there and come up and hear it. He knew he was going to preach, come walking right in, got up there and preached, and he said, I want to preach on one more year to live, one more year to live. Preached that one that night, you know, and we went out, and it wasn't long after that. Well, it really wasn't a matter of that. I stayed a little while after, and then I left. But one dig, you got one more year. You notice everything works in a year. You make New Year's resolutions in a year. You do everything. It's a year period. It always through there. That they said 3 years, and he looked for it. That's full manifestation. 1 year is unity. Amen. It's one and one. Let me get on. Then not only did he say that the digging about, you need to dig about this to bring fruit. Then you need to dig in the valleys. Dig in the valleys. That's Elisha down there. He said, make ditches in the valley. Dig in ditches in the valley. You know that a valley is lower, that a ditch is lower than a valley. Amen. It's a little bit lower than a valley. Even the valleys are a higher ground. Even a ditch is higher ground. When you start digging ditches in the valley, you start digging out repentance in your valleys. When you're down in the valley, start digging ditches in your life. Start digging ditches in the valleys. Not only do you dig around, not only do you dig down, but then you need to dig out. Amen. What do you need to dig out there? Those wells that are stopped up. You need to dig out the wells of your fathers. What kind of wells has got stopped up? In modernism, communism, liberalism, every kind of ism coming on. We got our wells stopped up. Our wells are stopped up with wrong doctrine. Our wells are stopped up with wrong teaching. Our wells are stopped up with those that have come in and have perverted the minds of the people. We don't need that. Our wells are stopped up because that they have filled them up with communism, liberalism, modernism, every kind of schism that you want. Got going on. We got now humanism that's coming on in our life. Our kids' minds are so messed up. What we need to do to get dig another well is, first thing we got to do is dig our father's wells out. We need to get this doctrine out of our churches. We need to get this teaching out of the minds of the people that are coming in here. We need to teach them the old time word. They need to know exactly how it was and how they preach. And they need to know what you're preaching and how you're preaching. And you ain't preaching stories, and you ain't preaching fairy tales. You're preaching thus saith the Lord. It ain't a matter what you think about it. You listen to me, young people. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. It ain't a matter of just another book. That book's God's holy word. Ain't it? It's a living God that wrote it. And he said to preach it, amen. And to preach the word of God. Preach the word. I ain't debating. I ain't asking anybody what I think about it. This is what it says, and this is what it means, amen. There ain't no problem understanding. I talked to somebody. I said, what part of that you don't understand? It's as simple as it can be. Simple as it can be. I don't want to get in practical things, but I can bring you scripture for it, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I said I can bring you scripture for it, ladies.
Right.
Look like one.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Marked everyone.
Amen. You know what I mean? Look like one. I tell you too, also, you boys, you young men, look like a young man. Amen. They dress like a young man. Have the character of a young man. Walk like a man. Amen. Still shuffling your little legs like a little sissy. Be a man. Amen. Be a man. Amen. 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 We need to dig our father's wells up that have been stopped up by this blood that we call ourselves preachers. They're so hard, they ain't got no preaching in them. Oh, what's that great preacher's name? I'll get on running too many things. He said, I'll tell you how to tell you. He just died here, ladies, from over Carolinas. And he'd say, I'll tell you how to find out whether you're a preacher or not. Come in his house late on midnight. Go in there and jerk him up out of bed and spin him around about four times. Say, preach. Say, preach. Just see if he can hear you. Say, preach. Have you ever preached in your sleep? Have you ever just laid there and just preaching to God? And I tell you, you ain't got enough preaching you that don't get in the bed with you. You need to get some. Amen. It'll get in the bed with you. It ought to bring you out of the bed. It'll put you in your study. It'll cause your mind to be at peace. It's preaching the Word of God. That's the only thing that's going to settle your stinking mind. The only thing that's going to give you peace. The only thing that's going to give you power is the Word of God. Quit throwing your Bible in the corner. Quit laying it down at night. Get it down and read it. Amen.
Right, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. They dig them wells out.
Yes, amen.
And start digging the old wells out. Digging the wells that stopped up. Amen. You know what happened to them, don't you? They got envious.
Yeah.
Boy, where there's envious strife, there's all matter of confusion.
Yeah.
And if we ain't full of envy nowadays, it's unbelievable, buddy.
Yeah.
Envy. Yeah. Envy. You know, envy of other men's ministries. Envy of things that might be done in their lives. And you wonder why it ain't done in your life. You might have to be like that old boy said. He might have to cut your heart up a little bit. You got to break you down and break you before he can make you. Amen. He's got to break you down. I started out on top. I started out more like a lion. God blessing to moving them first churches. God doing everything all of a sudden. For 20 years, brother, God worked and everything. God even allowed to let Steve Goosby come and preach with me all the time. I said, God, that's the greatest trial in my life to have him there with me and all the time sit around me and come in there. All I got to do is take that from him. But God bless you, did he, brother Steve? God worked in those things and he can preach when you get him in the right way. Amen. That's right, amen. I guarantee you. And I'm glad to know one thing is God broke me. God broke me down. He broke me with my daughter. He broke me down. I never got such a low. I never got so much. I never got so low in my life. You know, and got to get down to the bottom before he can raise you up. In these last days where I'm at, these last days and what I'm doing, I ain't got time to play games. I mean, I'm too old and I'm too at the end of this thing. I ain't got time to socialize, fellas. I ain't got time to play games with God's work. I'm not out at cartoon. I'm not out playing games. I'm not out being socialized. I'm not out trying to find accomplishment of somebody else. I'm out to take care of God's word and to preach it in the day we're living in and being rightly dividing it and make sure these preachers know what they're talking about. Get you out to get that Bible down and get the word of God down. If you listen to me, if you're a preacher and you don't love that word of God and that ain't everything you live for, you need to get right. Amen. You need to get right. That word of God, old brother Sammy, he'll get that Bible. He'll hold her up, son. Brother Sammy, he'll get that Bible. He'll go like that. He'll roll around kissing that Bible. Kissing that Bible. You'll kiss that Bible. That Bible's your companion. That Bible's your only help. That Bible's the only way that God can talk to you. He'll talk to you through that word. He'll talk to you through his word. Quit getting your little visions and your imaginations. You ought to throw your imaginations away and every thought that you have of yourself, it's not from your heart, from the devil. Every thought that comes in your life ought to come out of that book. Ought to come out of that book. Amen. Amen. Well, that's not in the outline. I got to hurry. He stop up the wells, our fathers. We need to dig our fathers' wells out. Yeah, we need to dig the father's wells out. The Philistines have stopped it up. How they done it? This college, this other cemetery, seminaries. It's a bunch of junk. They don't even teach right doctrine. Charismatic and everything else. Said y'all not call names. Like Paul called names over on Timothy, didn't he? He called names. Joel Osteen. Yes, and all the rest of that bunch. And there's other charismatic, because health and wealth bunch. I send you a dollar and I'll help you. I'll come over here and I'll heal you. What's wrong with the COVID? Ain't found none of them healed any COVID people, have they? Sort of shut up, didn't he? We need to dig the doctrine. I believe in God healing too, don't you? Yeah, and that's what call the elders of the church. They come anointed with oil, praying over them. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. He shall raise them up. He's like, if they have sin, he'll deliver them from. You don't know that one that you're praying for. God knows their heart. God knows whether or not they're going to turn away from that sin. If you got sin in your life, hey, let me say something right here. Hey, amen. It's sin, buddy. All the sodomites and all the wickedness, I look to all that's looking, it's sin. It's sin, 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 amen. I said it's sin, amen. And when you get to understanding your sin in your life, you'll want somebody to cleanse you. You'll want to be converted. You'll come from your sin to a Savior. He's saving you what from? Your sin. If you don't ever see your sinner, you'll never see a Savior. You don't see your sin and you'll never see a Savior. Exactly right. Are you saved? Oh yes, I'm saved. You are? Huh. Where you go, what you say, what you love, what you do. You don't have no fruits of being saved. What all you love, what do you love the most? When I announced my call to preach, oh, Ed Blue was preaching. I announced it under him. He preached on mores in your life. We sat in the service 1 hour before he ever preached. We come through the door, he's sitting on the back platform. You just had to know that old Indian. I knew him personally. My brother, my cousin was assistant director with Ed Blue. He said on that platform, he said, I'm not preaching until God tells me to. Sat there and said, you better get right with God before I preach. Just sitting there, you better get right with God before I preach. We sat there for about 30 minutes and all of a sudden people started crying. They started crying one minute, and it started off with just a simple thing, Sister Cole. If some old boy got in the back, he got up right beside his wife. Said, Brother Ed, I was really mean to her coming to church tonight. I really did a lot of things I shouldn't have said to her. I want her to forgive me. And she looked down at him. She said, hey, I'd forgive him. And then she said, Well, Brother Ed, come on up here and pray. You have to get up here and pray a little bit. So they come up and prayed. Then another got up and talked about some things that they didn't throw the sin out in front of everybody. Nothing got up. And then another got up. Then, man, it just started going everywhere. They're coming all the altar. They're just coming everywhere getting on the altar. You know, I didn't get up. I was in trouble, but I didn't get up. You know, but it was coming my turn. So he got on done. And he said, all right, he said, I'm fixing to preach now. Everybody done what he ought to do? I tell you what, I'm right here. Sunday morning, there ought to have been somebody get saved in this church Sunday morning. Sunday morning, God dealt with some people here Sunday morning. I don't know what's going to take to bust them down. It took a while to get you, didn't it, brother? But God got your life, amen. God got your life. And the greatest blessing, I tell you, I just enjoyed watching her crying that day. I just sat there and watched her cry. I've watched many of them that's come out of the depths of sin, and God get in their life, and they just cry and cry and cry. Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful? They'll weep and weep and weep, and it's about to worst fan tears. I like to see them weeping after they get saved. They'll weep for a while. Yes. Yes, sir. I said, all right. Come time he got done. I'm taking too much time. I'm going to get my last point to you for that time 5 minutes. Do you hear me? I'm getting that last point. And I was sitting there, buddy. He got done. Okay, I'm going to preach on lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And he said, and he had to talk. I want to ask you tonight, what's the more in your life?
That's good.
What do you love more than Jesus? What do you love more than Him? What's the more in your life? What is more important to you than Jesus? What is more important to you than Him? What do you love more than Him? There's about 10 or 12 of us here. 7 of them are fixing to surrender to the Rock of Ages. You know, about the whole gang of them. It's unbelievable. You right with God? Yes, Brother Ed. You right with God? Yes, Brother Ed. I'm sitting on the end, brother. Donnie. Good thing COVID wasn't on because he's slobbered. He slobbered a lot. You know what you need, preachers? You need God's power.
Ryan, yes, sir.
Donnie, you right with God?
Amen.
I said, no, Brother Ed.
No, Brother Ed.
No, Brother Ed.
No, Brother Ed.
Get it right.
Yes, sir.
I didn't jump up. I was at that time 33 years old, and I was in real good condition then. And I say this just to let you understand that part. I can't do it. I'm 74. I was 33, and I was a ranger in Vietnam, so I could handle it. I had to hold back on a lot of stuff nowadays. You know. He said, get it right. Yeah. I got on the knees, and I crawled and crawled. I got on that altar and I started weeping. Yeah. And I got up because God had called me to preach. Yeah. I got up and said, Brother Ed, the Lord has called me to preach. Old Miss Tuck, she was the old lady, said, Ed, she did one of your numbers. Anyway, just shout, you know, that's what prayed for me. And that thing got on, you know, Bill, you know. It's family matter. I'm sorry it's a family matter. But it's a real good thing when somebody in your family give their life totally to God, ain't it? When you got a son or a daughter or somebody that's in your family and they give their life totally, unreservedly, everything they got to God, and they say, I love Him more than I love anything in the world. My daughter Buffy said, Dad, you used to be number one in my life. You was always number one, but you're number two now. You're number two. She said, I love Jesus more than I love you. I said, amen. If you want to find success in your life, if you get your children to love Jesus more than you, you're succeeding in life. I don't care how many cars they got. I don't care how many jobs you get. If they love the Lord more than you, you succeeded in life. Amen. Get your children to Jesus. They'll be a blessing when they get the love of the Lord.
Amen.
There'll be a blessing when they get to loving the Lord. Son, she blesses my heart. You know? So amen. That's rabbits and digressing, and I came out of the pulpit. And I did my manner of shouting, screaming, and hollering. I just ain't run the rails yet. We need to unstop the wells of our fathers. And then they said that they called them the same name. We don't need to change our name. We don't need to be changing our name. No, I don't need to change. I don't need to drop the name of Baptist off. I don't need to drop church off either. You understand? I said, that's a stop. They're stopping up our churches with that. We got the same name. I'm not saying that there's not other people saved in other denomination, but I'm not ashamed of being a Baptist. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the Baptist doctrine. I'm not ashamed to identify with the Baptist true faith and the true work of Baptists. As a lot of them say they're Baptists, and the only way you can find out is by their doctrine.
Yes, sir.
Not whether they're shouting or not.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, boy, they go down to that Baptist church. They're shouting up a storm. Well, why do they believe? Well, you ought to go down there because of truth, not because he had a great emotional experience. You ought to go down there because this boy preaches the truth, buddy. He stays with the truth. That's where you ought to go to church. You go to church where the truth is at. I don't care how you feel. I don't care. I get goosebumps all over myself when I go down. You can have an emotional experience, and you can have excitement, and you can be entertained. But if they're not preaching the truth, amen, I'd get out of it. Find the church that's preaching the truth.
Amen.
And we need to stop these wells now. People are going everywhere. They're going to every situation.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Don't say nothing so offensive about my family and where they're going. If they ain't preaching the truth, you find it, don't just forget it. I'm going to say something about it. I'm going to say it in love now. I'm going to say it in the right manner. And if they puff up, you just might as well forget it. They've already learned how to turn you off. They already learned how to stiffen that neck. They already learned how to do this to you. And there's going to be a lot of problems right there, because down the line that rebellion gets you in trouble. Well, I can't get by them stopped wells. Got 5 minutes to get to 13 points. Old timer used to say, old brother Hassiter, that's what got me on last night, you know. Spring up, old well. Spring up, old well, old brother Hassiter used to say. He'd be up there preaching, spring up, old well. Spring up, old well. Well, they started digging that well out, and all of a sudden water came. Here come water up. They got all that out, and I'll just keep on a digging. Just keep on a digging, brother. Just keep on a digging. Pretty soon water starts coming up. They springed up, here comes the water. And guess what happens? Here comes that envious bunch, and they got in there, and they say, that's our water.
Yeah.
That's our water. You ever had that kind? The church gets springing water going in there. All of a sudden, they said, they're the spiritual one. They got, that's our water. That ain't your water. It's God's water.
Right.
That ain't your Holy Ghost. It's God's Holy Ghost.
Right.
That ain't you. I'm so spiritual. Buddy. If you got any kind of spirituality about you, it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the only way he's going to give it to is someone that assembles themselves before God. It's not in pride, and it's not standing up and saying you got everything, got God all over you. You're in trouble, buddy. The only way you're going to find God is when you get humble before your mighty hand of God. He'll raise you up in due time. And where you get that humility is not in front of everybody. It's in your closet. It's at your house. It's behind the doors in the secret place where you're at the outdoors. It's just you and God. Just you and God. You're before God. You'll humble before God. And you'll say, God, spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well.
Amen.
Here comes the envious bunch. You know what he'd tell him? Dig another well. So he dug another well. And when he dug that well, they start striving again. Striving again against each other. Here it come. So they got to striving. So he said, dig another well. So he dug another well to get her done here in 2 minutes. He dug another well and he called it Rehoboth, and it meant enlargement or deliverance. And just to quit, I got about 3 or 4 points under that, but I'm going to run to Esther right fast. You know, over there he said, well, Jabez's prayer enlarged our coast. Remember Jabez's prayer? To that last point would be prayer. In other words, to enlarge it by prayer and by providence. By prayer is by prayer with Jabez. If you're going to dig another well, you're going to have to gasp. You're going to have prayer with it. Prayer will bring that water. Prayer will bring that water. Prayer will bring that well up. Prayer will make the water flowing. Prayer will make that river start flowing. Prayer will make it get it. It's just getting good around here. The water's starting to flow. The well's starting to spring up. I spring it up around everywhere. They jump up and start shouting, there's something going on in me. The well's springing up. The well's springing up. Amen. It goes by prayer, but it goes by providence too. Esther had to go before the king. Got 1 minute. Esther had to go before the king. And she said, if I perish, I perish.
Yeah.
And he said, if you go before him, he said, the Lord will deliver Israel.
Sure he will.
Yeah.
But it's your time.
That's right.
If it's such a time as this for you.
Sure.
For the enlargement, which means the revive. And the deliverance means to snatch away. Guess what? Them two come to me. If it might be such a time as this for you, our God will deliver, buddy. He'll deliver all. He'll deliver. But if he don't, I'm taking that. He will enlarge. He will enlarge, revive. He will revive. It's your time. Such a time as it. You wish you were born then, or you wished you was at another time. Our God put you right where you're at. Our God lets you live right now. He's no less a God right now than he ever was. All these old men left me. Brother Sammy, that gang left me here with all of you. Oh, amen. So you and my will put up with me. I've got too much of him in me. The enlargement. Let me get that point to you now. Oh man, you need patience, purpose, and perseverance. The enlargement, see, he can send revival. And the deliverance is, if he don't, he'll snatch us away. That's what deliverance meant, snatch away. So what should I do like Esther? If I perish, I perish. There are some people that need to come to God and lay down your life before the Lord. I mean everybody. I mean mom and daddy, young people, everybody. And put your life before God and say, if I perish, I perish. If I perish, I'll perish. But I'm going to contend for the faith. Aren't you, brother? I'm going to contend for what my fathers give. I'm not going to let this crowd take it away from our young people. They got a fight on my hand with whatever's going on. They don't like you. I don't care if they don't like me. I'm not compromising that word. I'm not changing it for them. And you don't need it to be changed. It's still the same for you as it was for daddy and mama. It ain't no difference for such a time as this. Providentially, you're born right now. So why don't you beat yourself and know you're awake and you're alive and you ain't living in the past and you ain't living in the future. You're living right now, and the word of God is still the same for you as it was for our father. Amen. So quit blaming everybody else. It's you that must perish. Yeah. Right. I wish God come around. Give your life to God. He will.
Amen.
If this generation don't dig another well, brother, dig another well. I see all too much happening in this church. See too much well water running. I wish you'd settle down. Your waters keep running all the time, sister. Constantly going on.
Amen.
Why don't you dig another well in these days? Dig another well. Our fathers dug them. So don't you dig one. He'll enlarge you. There's a space of grace. Quit blaming the times. Quit blaming whatever. God ain't got no problem with the times. He ain't got no problem with any of it. You know, I look, you'll read the stories of great men. Why can't you be a great man? Why can't you be a great lady? Why can't you be a great one for God?
Amen.
I'm talking to the young ones. I'm talking to the young families. You will not give your life totally to God. That's at your home. That's in your dress. That's in the work. That's in the job. That's in your church. Everything about you is going to be God. That's all it'll be.
Yeah. That's right.
Dig another well.
Amen.
Dig another well here. Dig another well at Victory Baptist Church.
Amen.
I'll pray. I'm 3 minutes over. Lord, I know in all these men that's come, in all the years that I've watched Brother John, and I've watched the trail and the plagues that he's taken, and the places that you have brought him, and then these other men as I've met them as these days, I pray they dig another well in this area as they set these tent meetings, these other meetings, as they've listed the videos. I pray you let the water start flowing again down this valley, down this area. And God, it'd spring up, it'd spring up. Then if we do have another year, we'd come back in where all the ones that had got out had got back in. And the numbers would be more. And lives would be restored. Lives would be changed. These young girls, as they progress in their singing, as each thing has been taking place, than others that have come and gone here. I ask you, oh God, please, let it be a day that we'll dig another well and see you do something in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.